T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The KDKA Morning News with Larry Richard and John Shumway.
KDKA, Larry Richard in Rome this morning, enjoying his vacation part of the trip with Bruno Sammartino. John Shumway with you. Well, juice boxes. Don't you love them? The convenience and everything else? Well, wait to hear this conversation. We are joined on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh newsline by a mom and a pediatrician wearing both hats, Dr. Lisa Thornton. Dr. Thornton, good morning and welcome to KDKA.
Good morning, John. Nice to be with you.
So let's talk about juice from this standpoint. There are a lot, when you go in and you look at that aisle of juice boxes and things, there are a lot of questions that come to my mind as a parent and grandparent, which is, you know, do all these things really have juice in them, or are they just a little bit of juice? What's good for you? What's not? How do you even go about making that decision and choosing?
So fortunately, this is one of the easy questions that I answer. When you look at a juice box, it should say 100% juice. That's all. So if it says anything other than 100% juice, keep moving. That's not what you want to feed your kids, because that means that there's other stuff in there that isn't healthy. If you give your child the juice box that says 100% juice, then you are giving them all the nutrients, the vitamins and minerals that are found in the whole fruit that the juice was squeezed from. And it's delicious and it's healthy.
Now, one of the things that, I mean, juice boxes, as a parent, I will tell you, are one of the greatest inventions in the world. But with everything, come down the line a little bit and somebody starts saying, well, wait a minute, now we're giving our kids too much juice. We're making them fat. It's too much sugars. Where are we on that? I mean, you're a doctor. What should we do?
So a couple of things. First of all, you shouldn't be giving them any juice with added sugar. So certainly get that out of your diet. And that you do by buying 100% juice. Juice should be portioned. The American Academy of Pediatrics has come out with the portion sizes that parents should be giving their kids. So for kids ages 1 to 3, 4 ounces of juice per day is the guideline. Ages 4 to 6, up to 6 ounces. And children 7 and older, up to 8 ounces of juice per day. And at those portions, weight gain is not even a consideration.
Well, wait a minute. Now, you're talking about, for the older child, 8 ounces. How much is in one of those juice boxes?
Well, they sell different sizes. If you look at them, they do have 6-ounce juice boxes and 8-ounce juice boxes. And so you can buy the bigger ones for the older kids.
So they're not supposed to have more than one of those in a day?
That's right. And water the rest of the day.
Oh, my goodness. I got a feeling that that's going to surprise a lot of parents because, you know, you give them an afternoon snack, maybe that's with dinner, maybe have it with breakfast. I got a feeling there are a lot of kids out there taking in a whole lot more juice than that.
Yeah, probably. And, you know, as with anything, moderation is the key. And we want to teach our children how to eat when they're young so that as they get older, they eat healthfully. And part of learning how to eat is learning what's an appropriate portion. And so the American Academy of Pediatrics is trying to help parents by giving very clear guidelines of how much is the right amount.
Now, the nutritional benefits, if you're drinking 100% juice, it's the same as eating the fruit, more or less. What about in conjunction with eating the fruit? I mean, should it be one or the other?
Well, it can be one or the other or both. Children should consume fruit every day. It's part of the dietary guidelines, and whether they drink a portion of juice or eat a piece of fruit, those two things are meeting those dietary guidelines and are providing good nutrition for your child.
All right, so we need to cut back on the number. If we're doing multiple boxes a day, we might want to rethink that. Let me ask you another question as a pediatrician while we have you, and that is a study that came out last week. Again, it's along the same topic. And that is a child and their drinking habits. There was a report that came out that said sippy cups need to go away. And we need to go straight from bottles to teaching a child to drink out of a cup because of things that can do to their mouth and their teeth formation. And I think a lot of parents and grandparents are going, wait a minute, I can't afford that many paper towels.
That's right, or the carpet cleaning bill.
Amen.
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm a mom. I get it. Sippy cups were kind of, you know, a wonderful thing for our kids. If we're talking about the optimal, yes, they can cause problems with teeth and things like that. If your child's at home and they're sitting at the kitchen table, give them an open cup. Don't let them drag around a sippy cup all day. For one thing, none of us are drink all day. You don't need to drink constantly. So we're teaching our child a habit that isn't necessary. They can sit, have their drink, and when they're done with that, they get up and go play. So that's one thing. It can affect, you know, the dentition and the way that the teeth come in. And so we do want to stay away from sippy cups as a habit item. But if you're getting in the car with your kid and your kid wants some water, you can throw some water in a sippy cup and throw them in their car seat, you know, and you're fine. We just don't want it to be the thing that they do all day long.
Well, I got you. Can I ask you one more that the parents always want to know?
Sure.
At what age should my child be potty trained?
Well, I'll tell you, they shouldn't go to kindergarten in diapers.
Okay.
So, you know, it depends on the parent. You know, I'll be honest with you. I've got three kids. All of my kids were trained when they were three. We weren't pressed about it. We kind of took it easy. I have friends whose kids were trained by the time they were two. Girls train a little sooner than boys. The thing is, don't sweat it. Take it easy. And your kid, believe me, they'll be trained by the time they go to kindergarten. Promise.
Or as our pediatrician said with our first child, I've never had a patient yet who went to college in diapers.
That's right.
Dr. Lisa Thornton, a pediatrician and a mom. Great information this morning. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, John. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.